one for you. I like the way that sounds. I'm about to do it for you. I like to break it down. This joint has got me open. Ooh, that's my favorite song. I put my thing in motion. I do it all night long.
The tuxedo, right? Randolph Sharrods.
Hey, I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm sock puppet number one, Haywood Turner C. Jr.
I think you might have moved to number one status. There's three guys on.
I just claimed.
You got to speak it into existence.
We like to say, bottom puppet.
Bottom, no.
Yeah, bottom puppet.
That's how you're our number one.
I heard that. I said you move up on the Muppets. Remember that one guy who was like, they started off at the bottom and then he was like, hey, he's Beaker now.
He's got a name now.
This video's hot.
Man.
Tuxedo. Gay man dancing.
Happy big man too, right?
Big gay dude. Always happy.
He starts off as a ballet. And then he becomes like the star. It's a chorus line in 3 minutes. It's a chorus line in 3 minutes and 31 seconds. They got vaping in the whole nine.
Happy Thursday to you guys.
Yeah.
Hopefully another city hasn't ignited.
And if it has, I hope this is the soundtrack.
Yeah.
This is, if more people pump this during
that. That'd be amazing.
Did you see the dude doing Beat It during the goddamn right?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? That guy might need some help.
And he was fighting with his soul. Yeah. I know you don't believe in that, but he was fighting Michael. Hey, he was like, look at this ride, it's just human nature.
Oh, you want to be starting something? You want to be starting something? Hit it, DJ.
Do you remember the time?
He's got a whole thing. He's got a whole routine going.
They scared of me. I'm a thriller. Look at me.
It actually does matter if you're black or white.
You know the lady who beat a kid. You know what her name was, right? Billie Jean. She said, the kid is not my son. I just don't want him to get his ass whooped.
We're going to have those cops working day and night.
I got nothing. I'm going to let y'all go.
Oh, you know what happened to Freddie Gray when he was bouncing off the wall?
Too far.
Too much? Too soon?
Far. Too soon. Freddie Gray bouncing off the wall. Too far. And then all the cops are looking at a picture of the mayor singing, She's Out of My Life.
She's out of my life. Hey, and I wish that state's attorney was the lady.
Yeah.
Ooh, did y'all see Stacey Dash get ripped up on Meredith Vieira?
Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Why is she still talking? Her and Dame Dash both need to go somewhere.
Is she related to Dame Dash?
They're brother, sister, or cousin, something
cousins,
like that.
Cousins, little cousin.
Yeah, that's like they from
Why
the same family,
still
of course.
Talking?
So the Dash family then is not very bright.
You really
sometimes.
Gonna go up against Meredith Vieira? She's done this for a while.
Like she was actually professional.
She's done this for a while.
She wasn't just.
She has her facts lined up.
She didn't just start off on the show about the millionaire.
Yeah, she had her show her facts lined up. You dumb squinch.
Don't be fooled by the Today Show.
Girl, what's wrong with you?
What did she say to Meredith Vieira about equal pay, right?
It was unequal pay. And she was like, well,
just
I don't know.
Take
I don't
your
know.
Opportunities.
She was like, I don't. And Meredith was like, well, you know, people do take opportunities, but they still make 75 cents on the dollar. Well, I don't know if that's true. It's like, no, that's a verifiable fact. What are you talking about? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's a little skewed.
Those numbers are
that
inflated.
Stat is a little skewed. It is a little skewed because they don't. It's not just income. They take into account choice of profession. Mm-hmm. And some professions pay less. Men and women, and women tend to go to those professions. You want to argue that part, like why are they steered into that, or are they? Do they just choose teaching, or is it something else? But so the 78 cents thing doesn't quite examine everything. But anyway, that's not what Stacey Dash was talking about. She was just like, just work hard, opportunities take them. Just work hard. All right. Is that how it works?
No.
Well, for Stacey, it is. Because she took her opportunity. She took Clueless and ran with it.
She had the classic...
did she?
Well, Meredith, you're doing well. Like, what does that even fucking mean?
Right. Man's right. Like, bitch, I'm 90.
Right. And I'm also not making as much as my male counterpart.
You can't argue specific to general. That's poor logic. That's not how that works. You can't say this happens, really? So it's happened for you.
Stacey Dash would use poor logic?
She used poor logic.
Isn't that funny?
And that's why the Republicans lose. They parade these. They, every time they want to parade a black person, never somebody who I'm like, you know what? They got a point.
No.
It's always somebody I'm like, where did they find this one?
No, like, here's what Stacey Dash is. Stacey Dash is a next level attractive woman who was able to parlay that into money.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah.
Well, just work hard.
Yeah.
You've never worked.
No, she was in a Kanye
video. Really?
You're never gonna.
You never had to work hard.
You're never gonna talk anyone out of feeling like they struggled.
Yeah, you don't have to worry when your eyes are green.
Everyone feels like they had it.
Not as a black person.
As a black woman with green eyes, you ain't gotta
do
shit.
Not as a black person. Green eyes as a black person. You probably weren't that hard.
Eric Sermon.
Heard Eric Sermon. Back to business.
Yeah. Well, Eric Sermon had bad teeth, so I guess I bounced it off.
Well, he's got some weird skewed views.
Eric Sermon.
He does have crazy religious views. Well, that's like the Steve Harvey. Well, Steve Harvey said, I'm Bruce Jenner. I can't wrap my mind around it all.
Because he was on the Wheaties box.
But here's the thing about, I know. But here's the thing with Steve. Here's what Steve Harvey says. By the way, I don't exactly go against what he said.
I think I might have that video, but go ahead.
Do you have a video?
I'm going to try to get it. I think I had it linked.
Everybody says it's the bravest thing you've ever seen, so that's the politically correct thing to say. I can't wrap my mind around it at all. Zero. I have no concept of what that means. Nothing negative. He has every right to live his life the way he wants to, but I can't come in the house and make that announcement to my wife, to my children, nothing. There's literally nothing wrong with the statement that he just said. Everybody says it's a brave thing he's ever seen, so that's a politically correct thing to say. For a lot of people, it is a politically correct thing to say, because if you say that it's not, you know, he's an asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You become an asshole.
I watched the Bruce Jenner interview yesterday. What did you think?
I mean, look. Everybody this was says it's the bravest thing that I've
this
ever
was on
seen.
A,
so
this was on a
that's
on
the
a
politically
red
correct thing to say.
Also.
Really?
I can't wrap my mind around it at all. Zero. I have no concept of.
This was on a red carpet line. So he's walking.
Ask him about Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Not what he's wearing.
Speaking of Bruce Jenner, who, by the way, I support.
Introducing the free Kindle
Reader. It froze, and I got to watch the ad again.
To watch the ad all over
fuck
again.
Fuck you, Kindle.
Who, by the way, I support.
Well, you got to say that.
I do support.
Here we go.
I support him when he's on the Wheaties, but I don't even know.
The interview yesterday. What did you think?
I mean, look, everybody says it's the bravest thing they've ever seen, so that's the politically correct thing to say. I can't wrap my mind around it at all. Zero. I have no concept of what that means. Nothing negative. You know, he has every right to live his life the way he wants to, but I can't come in the house and make that announcement to my wife, to my children, nothing.
You ever have him sit down on your couch and do an interview?
Yeah, I mean, but you know, she covered it all. I think she did as good as anybody. My wife told me I couldn't do the interview. She said, your faces are too expressive.
That's true.
So you'd be just looking at him all confused the whole time? Like,
probably.
What are you,
you know,
Bruce?
Steve, when he does that, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
When he does that, he'd be sitting there. You ever see him on Bill Maher show when he was just like,
that's not in his wheelhouse. Unless you tried to go there and wacky it up. He didn't say anything wrong. Because he usually says, I have no concept of that, nothing negative. He has every right to live his life the way he wants to. I can't wrap my mind around it. You know why he can't wrap his mind around it? Because he's not transgender. So it has no... He literally is saying things, what he feels.
Well, we can wrap our minds around it.
We can.
We're not transgender.
Well, here's the thing.
Randolph has to eat
Of course I do. We have a level of empathy towards it. You know, I also feel, you know, Steve doesn't have a level of empathy towards it because he completely doesn't understand it. I understand transgender. I understand it. I'm not a part of it, but I understand it. I don't feel like a lot of people who don't understand it have this feeling of, I can't, there's no possible way that could happen. I'm like, do you know there's a girl that was born with two heads?
Yeah.
And you think that this is crazy. Yeah. You think this is crazy. You think it's crazy right. that you might be born.
Right. I can
say that
right.
and not feel, I'm like, yeah, of course that could happen. Right. Why would I not believe that couldn't happen?
But people are born joined at the head.
People are born joined at the chest. A little girl has two heads coming off of the same body.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, though, I mean, he's a guy who What's odd about this is because he always seems to have something to say, and he's like a know-it-all kind of guy. And so when he's like, I don't know, it seems a little odd. And also, he's extremely religious. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, religious people, including Steve Harvey, will, when something is unexplained, which is what religion is, it's explained through, well, this God's will, or leave it up to God. But when those people come down to anything gay, they're always like, I don't get it. It's not right.
Yeah.
So not he didn't say it's not right, but no, I don't get it. So there's the whole point of religion is I don't get it. It's God, right? Yeah. But when it's something with gay people or transgender people, it's I don't get it, and they don't say this was God's plan or God's will or God had anything to do with this. But everything else that he can't explain, God had something to do.
Well,
with.
The other part is that is well, God said that this is bad.
So
why would God allow this?
Yes. There's nothing about transgender. I mean, he's
you know.
And also, there was a. I mean, I pulled it up here. We don't have to watch. It's a thing he did years ago on Larry King with Joy Behar. We talked about atheists.
I don't agree with that. I'm like, you're out of your fucking
mind.
But
it's a lot of. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Well, he feigns ignorance.
And it's like, what do you mean you just don't know? You know everything, right? And when you don't know things, you have your go-to. It's the Lord.
But that's a part of his shtick. Like, that's a part of his shtick. He'll feign ignorance and go, I don't know, and then come out with the whole, well, this is what you should do. That's his whole.
Right. I know what I would do.
His part of exactly.
About,
that's his
when
whole
he talks about when the thing he said about atheists, I don't see how they can get their morals. They don't study the Bible, so how they get their morals? You don't need the Bible to give you morals.
Right.
You really don't.
Right.
You really don't. Right.
No, of course not.
And there's a lot of whack shit in the Bible anyway. that is anti-moral.
Well, let's you talking about the Bible? Which Bible? You talking about King James Version? Or
yeah. Well,
I mean, that's where you have to.
He's probably talking about King James Version.
So
I don't particularly have.
He might even have a version based on King James.
I don't
particularly
have a problem if he had said that if he had left out the part about he has every right to live his life the way he wants to. You know, I can't come in the house and make the announcement to my wife, to my children, nothing. Yeah, because you're not. So at no point is that ever going to happen. So you're right.
He didn't just pull up in a driveway like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, yeah. This is he didn't just come in the house and make an announcement. This is who
no,
he is.
It had been a long time coming. Really? It had been a long time coming.
Yeah, he said he doesn't know where atheists get morals because where you get morals from. But that's not just Steve Harvey. A lot of religious
and that's what they're talking. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. First of all, it's very small-minded.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what? Honestly, religion is small-minded. Because when you think you have a concept of an understanding of the universe at the end of the day, you already saying, I understand the universe. No, you understand your world.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the universe, the earth even, you don't understand. I might understand what's going on in my neighbor's house. But I know what's going on in my house. I know my neighbor has their house, so I understand a little bit. I know they're maintaining it. Now, are they maintaining it like me? That's not in my business.
Yeah.
That's what religion should be. But, you know, the root of religion is to hold somebody down. So I say that to say, you're already thinking you have a greater knowledge or a greater grasp on nothingness than most people.
Yeah. So Eric Sermon said that transgender,
Eric Sermon said transgender
rappers
video.
Aren't welcome in hip hop.
I
don't know where he got that from because they threw him out the window for that.
I'm going to pull that up. Hang on. Because you got to sort of hear him talk because he goes back and forth.
In this picture here, his teeth still look much bigger than his mouth.
Well, he's a green teeth bandit.
Look at that picture. Don't look like his teeth.
Oh, his mouth is coming. Like but Eric, remember he got thrown out the window and they were saying, this was rumor going around. This is Wendy Williams now.
He was talking about gay rappers and stuff a few years ago, too. Like they seem to ask him a lot.
Yeah, they ask him a lot of stuff about, you know, because that was the rumor about Eric Sermon. And it's just like, come on,
the gay
Eric.
Rapper.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, if it's not you, it's not you. That's all good. If it is you, it is you. You know?
Right. It's like when people said Mike Piazza when he was when people were like, there was a rumor he was gay. He held a press conference to say, I'm not gay. Like, he really wanted to make sure everyone knew, guys.
Right.
I'm glad you guys came here today. Right. You could have just ignored it.
Which is like, you don't have to do any. I mean, they said about Tom Cruise, they said about fucking Gita. I mean, here's the thing, like Eddie Murphy, I remember watching something about, was it Dave Chappelle or, I forget who the other comic was, the young comic was, but they were like, Eddie Murphy had a conversation with them and they were like, yeah, they're going to call you gay too. At some point, I don't know if that happens just to every person in that position.
If men are threatened by them, they're going to say,
right.
to every dude at the bar.
Right, like,
girls are the guy at the bar, like, oh, this guy's gay. Gay.
So it's like,
Here's Eric Sermon. TMZ cornered him, which he should have just run.
That face looks gay.
The world lately is this whole Bruce Jenner. He's familiar with Bruce Jenner, man. Why?
Bruce is crazy, man.
Bruce is crazy. Why is Bruce crazy, man?
I don't know. I think Bruce took too long to do that. Like, again, he was, you know, it was rumored that he was like that in the 70s. You saw the story, he didn't want to come out the whole nine, but even now, it did, well, you know what? Maybe what he's trying to do is bring awareness, because I heard that the suicide rate is heavy. But
see, he's going back and forth.
Yeah.
He's hasn't really thought about this.
Yeah, he's having a conversation with himself in his mind.
He's thinking out loud.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's thinking out loud. And,
yes,
and right now, the song in his head is probably Crossover.
Yeah.
In honor of Bruce Jenner.
Rock.
Bruce Jenner made me think of my old hit song, Crossover.
It's Crossover.
Who are stuck like he is, are killing himself.
Stuck
maybe
like he is.
He's doing that. He's just crazy for doing it right now. Like it looks like it's a stunt because of the reality show. So the timing is bad.
Do you think something like that will ever be acceptable in hip hop? Like, let's say Bruce Jenner is a rapper. Why do you say no?
He's rapping.
You know what? The way the world is going, you never know, because we got some rappers who are close to that. Mr. No Names.
You know, this one's a real headbanger, if you ask me. I'm just saying.
But I don't think that, again.
Please mention the names.
No, he was talking about Drake.
That, no, right. Sure.
Yeah, the feminization of black men.
Too far. Like, as far as, it's just too far to be going. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be as what hip-hop represents. You know the culture. You know, you've been here. You've been here with me before. The culture is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's what it represents, what it stands for. And it should be, you know, not saying it's a sport for men, it's a sport for men and women who are representing the culture, and not some other people trying to do something else, coming in here, faking it, and start rapping. There's, you know, rapping and hip hop is two different things.
So now you're saying it wouldn't be acceptable, but what about like 5 or 10 years from now? Do you think we'll ever come to the point where like that's gonna be okay in hip hop?
I tell you what, the Michael Sam situation, as far as football players, no matter how nice he is, he's supposed to be playing. But he's not playing. Why?
Great example, yeah.
It's a perfect example. He's not playing because of what he is. Because for his skill-wise, as a pass rusher, he was the best. Why he ain't playing?
No, he's not playing because he wasn't good enough.
He wasn't now, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong. I believe that. He wasn't the best, no. But the minute he said he was gay, he was not going to get a fair shot in the league. He was. He was not. The
was
only
he,
way
he was SEC Defensive Player of the Year, right?
He was a product of the system a little bit.
The only way it'll happen for any gay player is it has to be an established player who's already a star.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how good the player is.
Yeah, we know that.
If he says he's gay before that combine, he's not getting into the league. He is not. It has to be an established
combine.
The thing with Michael Sam is,
watch.
If you look at the preseason rankings from before his senior year, because he was defensive player of the year senior year in college.
Right, a bunch
of sacks.
Right.
His preseason draft.
Pun intended.
Yeah, bunch of scrubs.
Bunch of sex.
Before his senior season, his like draft stock, you know, they projected like a year out, was the same as it was after the season ended, which was like third, fourth round. Right. Some people maybe as high as two. Some people
because he's always undersized.
Some people as low as five or six.
And he's at Mizzou.
So if you go out and have a defensive player of the year caliber season, and that doesn't increase your draft stock. Then that was before he came out. By the way,
he came out
a month after that.
Right.
So that tells me like they already saw him as mid rounder.
And Andy, I'm telling you, if he hadn't have come out, he'd have been on somebody's practice squad. He'd be playing in the league.
He's been on two teams.
I guarantee you, he'd have stuck in the league for a couple of years at least. He would have stuck.
I don't
There's
know.
There's no possible. I don't give a fuck how good the player is. If a player comes out before that combine. Before he gets picked by a team, before he signs that contract, before he's in the league for any time. If a player comes out as gay, he's not going to be in the league.
If it's Jadeveon Clowney, I think he's in the league.
I don't think so.
Who was also a former defensive player of the year.
If Jadeveon Clowney had come out and said, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And in the words of whatever exec, I don't want the media circus. The media circus has begun.
I mean, they can always say that. Yeah.
Right.
Had begun,
they will always say
that. Would not be in the league. The league is the old guard of the league does not want gay players. They do not. There are gay players in the league now. How come none of them have come out of the closet? There has to be gay baseball players.
Gay rappers.
There has to be gay basketball players.
Exactly.
We know there's gay rappers.
We know that.
They're just not coming out. Right. There's a reason why.
I get there's a reason why.
There's
but
no
I think
possible. It doesn't matter how good. Until it's a star, comes out and says,
Jadeveon Clowney.
Look, but he has to already be in the league as an established star.
Especially in football. I do agree with that.
I think if someone is coming out as like a number one, who's been projected number one overall pick for 2 years leading up to the draft, I think he could say he's gay. And
man, that's going to be a mean camp.
Man, please.
So you mean like somebody who's guaranteed to get the contract? So a lottery.
Yeah. Somebody came out who's a guaranteed pick. If somebody came out and was a guaranteed pick for 2 years.
He had to get drafted.
He was a guaranteed kick for 2 years.
Guaranteed number one.
I promise you, the minute he came there would all of a sudden be character issues. Or there would be injury issues, or he's injury.
Well, no, they're going to fuck him up.
We thought he did, but he doesn't really. If you're watching this tape here, he doesn't really break to the ball. First of all, he's going to drop stock immediately.
His numbers at the league. The NFL literally is probably one of the most public good old boys clubs that we've ever seen. Because literally, like when the kid from Ohio State who wanted to come out as a freshman, Maurice Clarett, and they were like, no, you have to go X amount of years. And there's no law stating that. So he was like, well, we're going to fight and go to court. He got drafted by Denver?
Denver.
And then got booted out of the league.
Yeah.
After a year off.
Yeah, after a year off, because he's had to sit out for a year. They're like, if you're going to challenge the NFL, then you need to sit out and wait because they're already hurting you. Their school, they don't have a AAA or they don't have like an MBDL. Their thing is college. So the only reason we hear about Tulane's or South Carolina's is during football season. Only way we hear about those Southeastern Conference schools or those Dixiecrat schools is because Ole Miss or any of those schools is because of football.
Right.
So it is a very, very, very good old boy, old Southern, old money. We don't like that type of thing. Like, if you're too black, you're not playing. True story.
There's also...
If you're too this, you're not doing that. If you're too this, you're not doing it.
To me, there's also the... hold on. Fire truck's going by.
Fire trucks.
Baltimore.
It's that same ambulance.
Same ambulance. That dude is working his ass off today.
I'm getting that money.
Because people... we're talking about a year-old story at this point, but people... do get chances in the NFL who have other glaring issues.
Oh, my God.
But you could kill somebody. That's
Greg Hardy, Leonard Little.
You beat your wife. Okay.
Leonard Little killed a woman in a drunk driving accident.
Yeah, exactly. And was on the fucking field.
And then her fucking husband is a photographer. He had to cover the Super Bowl that he was playing in.
Right. Talk about that.
And then he got more DUIs. He got another DUI, and he stayed in the league after that.
But we all know stories of Sonny Jurgensen and the good old boys riding around the Beltway getting drunk. That's the football
mythos. I saw
mythos.
John Riggins drunk at a 7-Eleven once. in the driver's seat of his truck, by the way. Right. He was fucked up.
Because they loved the comeback. Like Chris Carter, remember, he was on drugs, and then he came back. Yeah. And then Minnesota Viking, and now he is the guard. Yeah.
But I think if you're that caliber
player. He's one of those
staunch
opponents of don't do this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't fuck up because this is – here's why literally, that's the only way these guys are going to make money. Before it got to be this, we know what football players used to do. They used to become wrestlers or work in grocery stores. They didn't make no money early on before the 70s.
Sell life insurance.
Right. So it was just like all of a sudden in the 70s.
Some hulking guy with bad fingers.
Yeah,
fingers
it was just like who?
Shutting off over here trying to sell you life insurance. Before your fingers on your work.
I'm stocking shit. Before the 70s, and you had these breakout Deacon Joneses and Joe Namath and Mean Joe Greens and people that, you know, kids could gravitate to. And that's how they started selling it. They put it in the house. These aren't guys to be afraid of. These are just like your everyday superheroes and shit like that. So now you say, well, it's okay to be gay as a superhero. Well, not yet.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think if someone is that good, if someone is that good and gay, they're going to get
through. I mean, we know teams that still won't have black quarterbacks, and that's just the truth.
I think that the Whisper campaign will start immediately.
It might.
And that person came out, they'd be like, well, you know.
But they're getting drafted, and they're not getting cut.
His ankle doesn't work, and blah, blah, blah.
They're not getting practice squad. Michael Sam was.
He's got a bone in his foot.
Michael Sam was a marginal prospect before he came out.
But they dropped. I think if you're in the SEC, which is what all things considered one of the toughest conferences in college football, to be a defensive player of the year, that's pretty big. But he went to a small school
at Mizzou, though,
so I do get it.
And if you look at the SEC, before him, the previous, like, three or four or five or however many defensive players of the year were all top 10 picks.
Right.
He was never projected to go that high.
Right. So that's the whole thing
before coming out.
That kind of gets me. I know he was undersized, so I'm good with that. But I'm like, well, he maybe been a good outside linebacker.
Product of the system.
But then it's like people knew he was gay already. And that's what he was saying when his stock was dropped.
Yeah.
They knew. So it's like, so he wouldn't even got a fair shot.
But anyway, all we're saying is Eric Sermon's wrong about his assessment of Michael Sam's ability.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. But the thing, if the dude can rap and they come out straight gay, I think Eric Sermon's wrong in the fact that
it depends on content. I mean, the people will decide.
Yeah.
Eric Sermon wouldn't even give them the opportunity to have.
The question is, what Eric Sermon produced decide. For a gay rap? That's the question they should be asking.
Well, one thing you haven't seen in rap that you have seen in pop and rock music is kind of the gender bending, the David Bowie kind of stuff.
No, you ain't gonna see that.
You're not gonna see, I don't think, flamboyant, straight, you know, the hair metal guy.
No, but you will see a black man with a lot of jewelry on and
which is very adornments.
Right.
Hey,
my thing is pink shirts. Right.
And remember the early days, Grandmaster Flash and them wore the punk rock outfits.
So that's as close to gender bending as you're gonna get.
So they did that. Didn't Run DMC change it, and they put it B-boy style with, you know, they put on leather jackets and black jeans.
Well, you know, like Prince obviously has a lot of songs about fucking women.
Yeah.
But in his early days especially, he was very androgynous or even feminine on stage.
Yeah.
And even the hair metal bands of the 80s, they had makeup on.
Yeah.
They had teased hair and makeup, and they're talking about banging girls, all their songs. So it was like, have this image, project this image, this kind of feminine, but we're still straight men. Like, I don't know that you're going to see that in rap.
But you got Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean, I guess. I mean,
and Rosie Perez name checked him on The View. Yeah. I saw her little View clip, but she was talking about Eric Sermon. She knows Eric Sermon. She is hip hop.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
That little Ditz was on again. Raven.
What's she? Miss Continent. I'm from every Ditz continent in Africa. I'm from every continent.
Nicole Wallace was on there. Like, I don't know who any of these people are. I'm like,
why is she even on
bitch,
that show?
Shut up!
I don't even know what
she don't know who any of these people are.
It's like Barbara's like, I gotta have a blonde because I need one. She just keeps that
Shut
dynamic,
up.
Man. You know, they just play to that shit. But all things considered, I think you could be, if that's who you are, because hip-hop at its very core is about expressing oneself.
It would be.
And if it didn't allow for that, it wouldn't be hip-hop.
Patrice and Open Anthony talked about Gangsta Fag. Did you ever hear Gangsta Fag?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
You never heard Gangsta Fag? I'm pulling some Gangsta Fag.
Shit.
That was hilarious, that Patrice like, talking about it.
That's like... You know, it's taken as a joke. Now, even like gay, like pop stars, like Sam Smith is gay.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have songs where they're like super gay. The songs are love songs that are kind of general, and you can apply it to any situation. Yeah. You know, he's not necessarily talking that outwardly.
He doesn't say, I'm talking to you, like, hey, guy. He doesn't say, hey, Tim, come over here. He just says, I'm hurt. You know, I'm hurt.
Yeah, I'm hurt by what you did. Yeah. But there's really not a lot of... A lot of like specifics.
But he sound like
here's something. Gangsta Fag is a gay rapper, hardcore rapper, whose music was introduced in Open Anthony by Joe Rogan. According to his website, he is not really gay. So he might just be playing a role.
Gimmick. Maybe he's a comedian.
No, I don't want to play him. I ain't fucking with him. You gotta be.
Are you discriminating against straight people who said they were gay?
Yep. Yep, you're gonna come on with it. You want a comedian to embrace you, you gotta
close minded.
You gotta go out like the Queen Diva. Best believer. You already know.
No, yeah, well, that, yo, yeah. The bounce queen. He is a legend.
You like, already
he
know.
He told his friend, hey, girl. I'm like, this is not a nigga.
He's hilarious. He is hilarious.
You know, it's
I like the music, though.
At the it's bounce, man. That shit is hot. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I danced to it in the room. I was like, wow, it gets the women open. Mm-hmm. Say that to say. It's if you're true to who you are, which the bounce queen is.
I'm the queen diva.
If you're true to who you are, then nobody can fuck with you. They can actually say what they want to say, but like we said before, that says more about that person than it does about the gay person or the black person or the whoever it is, whatever they say your thing is. If somebody has a problem with that, says more about you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because why would you care if someone's gay? I'm like, shit, I have gay friends. Why? Because, shit, they get all the women.
That's
how the women gravitate. Would you cool with this person? Yes, I am.
Well, as rap has gone more mainstream and more pop, you've seen a lot of the older school people try to take back ownership of it. That's not what it was. Well, it's different now. It's grown to some other shit.
Yeah. But it's a universal.
Which, by the way,
Universal Zulu Nation. And Afrika Bambaataa said that early on, put all of that shit aside. Put all of the colors aside. Put all of that thing that differences us aside, because that's how they keep us separated. If we enjoy this music, then just enjoy the music. Have a good time and no violence.
And
peace, love, unity, and having fun.
Let's all go see Iggy Azalea.
Well.
See? You got to put her in that umbrella.
These are the tenets of KRS.
Slow down.
Well, Iggy ain't hip hop though, because Iggy not been true to who she. If she like they like
she's
like
not
you
being
said,
true to who.
If she came
she
out
is.
Talking about Australia, then it would be what it
she's
is.
She's not being true to who.
She's coming
she
out talking about I'm this, I'm that.
She's you doing. You put the video up of her rapping freestyle.
Yeah.
You can't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't do it today.
You can't even understand it. I'm like, what are you saying? You can't understand what you're saying.
You're now a gimmick. And that's what's wrong with music. Every generation and every genre has had that. We go, well, that's not rock.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's not rap.
Wayne Brady raps better than you.
Well, Wayne Brady's a shit.
Way better than you.
Wayne Brady's a G.
Well, I think whenever something crosses over to mainstream, what it used to be doesn't mean anything.
Well, yeah, because it's
rap is supposed to be true. Well, who to who? Like, that's not it's not a rule that's... You have to follow.
You at least got to be able to say articulate words.
Says
oh,
who? Says who? You know, but
last down, not the rich homie Kwan. You don't know what he's saying.
Yeah. All those people just disappeared. Anybody who couldn't really say words are gone now.
Mace?
Yeah. Remember when Kumo D was around? Remember when Kumo D had a fucking vocabulary?
Yeah.
That's what hip hop was like. It was like, whoa, man, what words could I rhyme together?
Anybody who couldn't say words were hot for like a minute.
A lot of other shit.
I got gold all in my teeth.
Gold all in my
chain. Come on, man.
He got a pit bull in his arm in the fucking video. He's like, I'm fighting this dog today, man.
A lot of those rules of rap have been broken. A lot of the, it's not really about lyricism. Okay, so there's a whole era.
Well, that's rap. Rap ain't hip hop.
But I'm saying, but that's the music has grown into these other places.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're gonna have Iggy Azalea. You're gonna have people who literally have no lyrical ability, but they're just that's a cult of personality.
And that's what I call like pop music. You have all genres of pop music. You have pop rock songs, pop R&B. I mean, like,
you
so
have
you
smooth
have,
jazz.
Yeah, exactly. Like so, we're gonna take this and make it palatable. You know, we're going to make it so the mainstream, like, if you're making something for the mainstream, then you're not making it for the mainstream. You're making something that you think people accept because the real things become mainstream.
Right. Well, maybe we'll see a real crossover.
Well, if we keep having all this gay stuff happening, this GOP lawmaker says what's going on in Baltimore is because of too many gay marriages. Well, that's why.
Well, of course it is. That's the cause of Earth and being in the fire it's in now, right, Pat Robertson?
He didn't actually say gay marriage. He said traditional families.
A lot of these problems are caused by the breakdown of the family, which the redefinition of would only accelerate. You're exactly right. Let's talk about poverty, for instance.
Oh, you mean taking the black father
the
out
the single
house?
Best indicator of whether or not a child is going to be in poverty or not is whether or not they're raised by a two-parent household or a single-parent household. So the breakdown of the family has contributed to poverty. Okay.
See, this is a headline that says gay. He never says gay.
Yeah.
He's talking about single parent versus two parent, but you know where he's going. Yeah.
You look at what's going on in Baltimore today. You know, you see issues that are raised there, and healthy marriages are ones between a man and a woman.
Yep.
Because they can have a healthy family and they can raise children in a way that's best for their future, not only socially, but psychologically, economically, from a health perspective.
This guy's a U.S. Congressman.
Yeah.
From where?
Texas.
Of course.
You heard my accent.
Of course.
Bill Flores of Texas.
Flores. This is what he said. So we say take the father out of the house makes the young boy and the young girl in the house, or the daughter and the son, now only see a woman. So, of course, the man is seeing what he wants to grow into, which is a woman, and he becomes effeminate. And the girl sees a woman who is strong, and that's what she grows to love and sees as a partner.
Right.
So now we're creating homosexuality.
So single parents and gay marriage.
Because it's that easy.
That's the breakdown. Yeah.
Single parents and gay marriage are both non-traditional marriages.
Right.
So he's kind of like, oh, I'm talking about all of that. But you know the gay shit is what really gets to him.
But to hell with natural urges. Natural urges has no part in this. Like actual science, like real, this is just how I feel, has no part in this. This is something that was created.
Well, you know, science isn't real.
That's right.
I'm going to pull up.
Glad to be on with you, Tony. I'm sorry I missed you this morning.
I think we'll see how his accent
right.
Really
there
sounds.
There was a great crowd, and they were enthusiastic. And
very close.
Had a lot of folks there that support
the
traditional marriage.
Rights of traditional marriage.
Traditional marriage.
Healthy relationships that build healthy families and healthy kids.
You know, as a member of Congress, and you're dealing with...
Well, may I remind you that you're in Congress?
That. I love that.
But, you know, government is kind of the last stop to fix problems. Now, I would argue they're not the best to fix these problems, but they have to deal with the problems.
Yeah,
and a lot of these problems are created by the breakdown of the family, which the redefinition of would only...
He's not challenging him. He's just leading his next talking point.
You're exactly right, Tony. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, let's talk about poverty, for instance. the single largest determinant.
How far off was I in the accent?
Very close.
Whether or not a child is going to be in poverty.
Whether or not a child is going to be in poverty.
Whether or not they were raised by a two-parent household or a single-parent household.
Parent.
And so the breakdown of the family has contributed to poverty. It's contributed. You look at what's going on in Baltimore today, and
right.
you see the issues that are raised there, and. Healthy marriage is
not the police
between a man and a woman because they can have a healthy family and they can raise children.
Well, some of these police may have been raised in single parent households or by gays.
Right.
Gays make corrupt cops, guys. That's what they do.
Well, they make corrupt everything. They make corrupt movie moguls and corrupt.
I'm telling you, all these people.
They make corrupt everything.
They're religious and everything they don't understand is explained by God except for homosexuals. Homosexuals and transgender.
They just do what they want to do.
Yeah. They can't pin that on God. They don't want to pin that on God.
If God is omnipotent, don't God know?
I mean, he should.
And God operates on doesn't operate on a timeline. So he doesn't see past, present, future. He just sees all of it. So
right.
why are you expecting him to stay? If he's going to step in, he will when he wants to. None of what we do changes that.
Because
he sees what we're going to do and what we did and what the next generation. So all that you can you can put omnipotence up there to refute any of these arguments. But then it'll be like, well, also, in addition to omnipotence, is the mysterious ways situation. That I don't know if I brought that up. He works in mysterious ways. Well, how do you know that?
So do the police.
I don't know that he actually works in mysterious ways, but that helps me when I don't understand what the fuck I'm talking about. So
mysterious.
He works in mysterious ways by creating mysterious gays. Mysterious gays. I don't want to attribute gays to God, though. That's their own.
No, that's their thing.
It's not God's
fault.
Yeah.
It's their own bad choices in life.
Mm-mm-mm.
Non-traditional.
Abracadabra. Steve Miller Band.
Well, this is... People use it kind of goes together along these lines of people want to apply what they think about shit to what other people do. Like this little girl wears this. We've had this story before. That's what caught my eye. It's prom season, and every prom season, a girl wears a dress to school that's clearly inside that school's dress code, and they send the little girl home anyway, and they never give a reason.
Mm.
This little girl says her prom dress sparks debate for revealing too much. Okay, look at the dress. It's a long ankle length.
Polka dots.
Mm-hmm. 4-inch dress. Polka dots, and it's backless.
Mm-hmm.
It reveals the entire back.
The back.
Mm-hmm. And cleavage.
Her and her mother.
In the front.
Went by. The cleavage is actually not that much.
It's a little, for high school, it's a little much.
I don't think so.
It's a little much. Although, when I went to high school, girls didn't walk around with cleavage. I think generationally it's changed.
Yeah, it's changed. It's that milk.
So her and her mother.
Hormones in the milk.
Her mother went prom dressed, actually, and they took the dress code with them.
Mm.
The guidelines specifically said backless dresses are acceptable. And this always happens. The guidelines say it.
Uh-huh.
The rules say the dress needed to adhere to the fingertip rule. For her, that doesn't matter because the dress went all the way to the floor. I mean, the dress had to hit below your fingertips when standing with your arms by your side. They also said no midriff,
okay,
which to me means no stomach.
Stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
and they said the words backless dresses are acceptable.
Was cleavage not covered in the...
That's a cute dress. That's really a cute dress.
I'm looking at the list
here. Yeah, I got it here, too. Ladies, no midriff, no exceptions. When you look at yourself in the mirror, there should be no skin showing around the midriff area. This includes material that is see-through, such as sheer material. Wearing an overcoat to cover up will not be allowed. Because remember, last year, there was a girl who had her shoulders exposed, mm-hmm. and they made her put on a coat, a winter coat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Backless dresses
are
acceptable for backless dress length, and there's nothing about cleavage. Students attending prom will be the only... Okay, that's about the cars and shit. Yeah, and then sometimes they'll have some other thing where it's like, and any other thing we just tend to deem inappropriate that we didn't
cover. The catch-all.
So I didn't know when they said that...
Oh, they do have that. Okay, the administration has the right to not let you enter if your dress is inappropriate.
Yeah.
And then they give you the code, but that general statement probably gives
them. So Maria chose a long, backless, short-sleeved blue dress with white polka dots for a senior prom. Cora thought it was perfect. We looked at the rules. We picked the dress together. I thought she looked beautiful. She does. She's a pretty little girl. When she first arrived at prom, she had no problem getting in. She took pictures with her coach. She's a cheerleader. She took pictures with her friends. She hung out, got punch. It was no big deal. But after an hour, the vice principal approached.
With a hard dick.
With a rock hard dick. Or if it was a woman, a sour face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The vice principal approached and asked her to stand up. After she stood up, she was asked to turn around so I could take a better look at your curvy little young ass.
Oh, slow, 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 slow.
And when she did, the vice principal said, you have to leave. You're a dress code violation.
Turn around again, though, first, before you. Can you slowly? Slowly.
Yeah. Look at this. I brought everybody up. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. 18?
Yeah.
She's 18.
Connie says Maria's boyfriend and date, who goes to another school, asked the teacher if she could wear his jacket, but she was told she can only put on her own coat or go home and change into a different dress. Other girls are wearing similar style dresses, like dresses with cutouts.
Wait a minute.
And dresses with sheer lining on the midriff.
Why her own coat?
Yeah.
Why a coat is a coat? Why? Because they want her to leave.
Now here's the last thing that caught my eye about these stories, and again the other stories you've said. It has been a lot like this. Do you notice anything odd about that picture there?
Yeah, he's black.
Exactly.
And she's
in a white suit with a fly Spanish honey.
She's not. So here's the thing. Okay, now in the dress code it says you can wear a backless dress, but if your boyfriend has dreadlocks.
Yep. Yep. And he goes to another school.
And he goes to another school.
And he's wearing a white suit.
You can't do that.
Outfit.
We can't have you being here with a man who clearly wears dreads.
Especially.
And doesn't put patchouli oil on him to have them. No, he just has dreads. Mm-hmm. Like real dreads. Like Haywood Turnipseed Jr. dreads.
Especially when he offered to give her his coat.
His coat. Yeah.
Which would have matched her dress, yeah. Actually.
Exactly.
And they said no, because they just wanted
I would let my daughter wear that dress.
They just wanted them out of there.
They got to go.
Yeah.
That's a nice dress. I mean, really. I would
let my daughter wear that dress. It's fun.
We've seen styles like that on the red carpet.
It's a white. It's a blue dress with white polka dots. He wore a white tux with a blue tie. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's fun.
She got the right amount of back fat.
For her age, yeah. For her age, it has just enough sexiness for her age.
It does. It's gorgeous.
It's a good dress.
And she's happily in love with this man.
Well, what was she doing? Was she twerking all over his penis? I mean, what was she doing in that dress?
At that point, she was sitting down eating.
Sitting on his penis?
Sitting on his penis.
She's cute, man. She looks
look at the other girl's
right,
dress.
Right, you see,
look at the
right,
shit she's
right,
got on.
Right.
She looks like a magician's assistant. That's what the other girl looks like.
So Shorty is happy as all get out and might have even been on her way to
I wouldn't let my daughter wear this dress. This red fucking number. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
Jesus,
that look like a, that's an evening guy.
That shit is horrible.
And also,
that's not even red carpet. That's a.
They don't want
America.
The dress to be inappropriate / a distraction, essentially.
Distraction. You know what it is? Is the vice principal
you
found her
the
attractive.
Faculty.
They yeah. found her attractive.
And the other students weren't distracted.
Nope.
Because they had other girls twerking on their dicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But someone in the faculty was like, this turns me on. I have to stop it. So you have to stop turning me on.
We had that same thing with that other girl who took a poor guy to the prom. She had the dress on, and they said, well, it's too short. They were like, well, you said it was fingertips.
Yeah.
It went down to my fingers.
Yeah.
Went past my fingers.
Yeah.
We reserve the right.
Take your boyfriend out of here.
Yeah.
We don't want that around these parts.
We're tired of looking at you.
they actually did that. You have to go home. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. So they said they still have the update on the story. They still have his prom to go to.
Yeah, two weeks from now.
Yeah,
and watch him wearing prom queen and queen now.
Probably.
They should wear the same exact shit too.
Yeah,
they should wear the same because usually you want to do with some. It might be with something different, but the same color.
Yeah,
like flip it. Like he
wear
blue.
Flip it.
And she wear white with blue polka dots.
Blue polka dots. And he wear blue.
Killing it.
Blue with a white tie.
Maybe he could wear her dress and she could wear his.
Yeah, well, that would be
unacceptable.
Unacceptable, Andy Klein.
Sir, you're making my dick hard, sir. I'm turned on by you, sir. Sir, sir.
What do you think, you're Bruce Jenner around these parts?
Do you even go to the school, sir? Sir? You go to the South Side school, sir? It's always someone from the South Side.
Do you have the thing about the host, the Australian host? Do you have the video for that?
I do have
the
video
so
for that.
That is so hilarious.
two girls who are twins, but they came out different shades.
Oh, the different color girls.
Yeah.
It's not that far of a stretch.
Yeah.
Black people come in all shapes.
Right. Like my son's two different complexions. Hell, all of our family members different complexions.
They're not identical twins. They're fraternal twins.
Right. Are their parents different races?
Yes.
Okay. So,
yeah,
because that happens all the time then.
Yeah, one is black, one is white.
So these two girls are on the news because they look so different. One of them is like white with red hair.
Right.
Yeah. And one of them looked like a black girl.
Yeah. Look like a black Euro singer.
Right.
And, tell me what you want me to.
Right. She so do. She so do. That's exactly what she looks like.
Just a little darker than her eyes.
On the screen, twins turning heads. Non-identical twins look different due to mixed race parentage. And here's what the people on the news, it's a man and a woman on the news talking to these two girls.
One of the sisters is obviously black, the other is white.
Blake?
The Alma twins come from a mixed race family in the UK. Maria has taken after her half Jamaican mum with dark skin and brown eyes and curly dark hair. But Lucy got her dad's fair skin, good on her, along with straight red hair and blue eyes.
Bring it to a screeching halt.
Yes. Did you see it? Yes. Did you see the dude?
What?
He shot her. He was like, what?
Roll it back.
Fair skin.
Brown eyes and curly dark hair. But Lucy got her dad's fair skin. Good on her. Along with...
Bitch, what? He turned and looked right inside her head. Huh?
Remember the girl who said jigaboo?
Yeah.
It's
a lot like that. And the guy was like, are you fucking serious?
Are you fucking serious with this shit?
Good on her.
Dark skin and brown eyes and curly dark hair, but Lucy got her dad's fair skin, good on her, along with straight red hair and blue eyes. And Maria and Lucy join us now from London. Good morning to you, girl.
This bitch is so fired.
I think she knew she fucked up too, because when she says blue eyes, you can tell she's thinking instead of talking right there. I'm gonna go back. Wait, watch her whole thing. She sort of...
Skin and brown eyes and curly dark hair. But Lucy got her dad's fair skin, good on her, along with straight red hair and blue eyes. And Maria...
Oh, yeah.
Good morning to you, girls. Now, Maria, how hard is it?
And that's the whole clip. I would love to see the whole interview.
That is hilarious.
I just said
so now she came out and says that she apologized.
Good on her.
Good on her. You actually, those are two men. I'm glad I'm not a young man anymore.
The host was accused of racism, yes, and a backlash with, of course, a change.org petition.
Good on her.
The good on her comment was inappropriate, extremely offensive, and very racist. This comment segregates sisters by favoritism based on skin color and gives the impression that Lucy is better or luckier for being fair-skinned, or as if Samantha can relate more to her solely because she is fair-skinned, which is by, well,
we knew all that.
That's exactly what she did.
You didn't have to tell us that. We knew. Why it was ridiculous.
So here comes the apology. I would be mortified if anyone thought I would say or think anything racist. Well, you did say something and you did think it.
Mm-hmm. Out loud.
It's not in my nature. It's not in my nature. It is.
Bad on me.
Good on you.
To anyone who I might have offended, I'm sorry.
Everyone? The sister?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's such a... It's
talking about her sister, man.
Yeah, offended. Yeah, leave it up to the two girls to be taking offense. I just think it's funny.
That's hilarious.
And she's like, good on her.
Well, I did hear the one, like, the redhead, you just gets a little upset because she said that happens sometimes. And she's like, well, that's my sister.
Right.
That's one thing in twins I do know. They be like, nah, you can't say we're... They have that special bond.
It's family.
Yeah, they have that special bond. You're going to fuck around and talk about my family? That's my package mate. That's my sack mate.
Yeah, we came out together.
Brown eyes and curly dark hair. But Lucy got her dad's fair skin, good on her, along with straight red hair and blue eyes.
Oh, shit. That's what the blue eyes were.
And this is, okay, so here's another white privilege thing. Why is it called fair skin? I get how we're using fair,
right.
But it's not fair how we're using the term fair.
You know, words have different meanings. You know, if you went to a better, like a white school, you would have known that. Hey, what?
Good on her.
That's not fair.
Good on her.
There's no fairness here. I'd be like, that's not fair.
Well, yeah, what is dark skin? Is it called unfair skin?
Right, it's called unfair.
Where's the word fair coming on that?
See, those little things, man.
I guess you could call it unfair skin in certain circumstances. I bet those two sisters have a lot of stories.
They do.
I bet the white sister hears a lot of racist shit.
I think they're models or some shit too, though, right? I think they do modeling.
Did they do modeling?
I think so. Sense. I think so.
You know, she hears a lot of shit about black people.
Right.
Oh, man. When her sister's in, oh, man. You see what she's saying?
Yeah. I bet she hears all kinds of shit. And she goes,
I know there are dudes who be trying that because, like, they're twins and they're sisters and they're not twins.
Yeah. She runs home and tells her sister, like, hey, I got more intel.
I'm like, oh, man, look at that.
Good on you.
See, fuck, that's a James Bond movie waiting to happen.
Good on you.
How are we supposed to know they were twin sisters? She's got red hair and blue eyes.
They don't even look alike.
Good on her.
Good on me.
Good on me.
Which one has the bigger booty?
I want her to put some of that good on me.
Oh, that'd be the black one. Which one has the bigger booty? Come on, man.
Could you guys get up and turn around for us?
Twerk. We want to see twerk.
Like the girls at the prom, please?
Yeah.
Can you turn around slowly? Slowly.
That's wild. That's wild.
Come on, man.
And that, those are the little subtle things. That's subtle racism that people be like, oh, man. That's not even racism. That's separatism.
Well, like, that's not even, for those two girls, that's not even the top ten of shit that they think.
Yeah.
It's not even close. It's like, oh, people said worse shit to our face all the right. time.
I love the other guy. What?
But he just turns like,
the look on his face is like, did you just fucking? Right. Whoa. Now, if people weren't watching before, they are.
start that Bill Burr slide out of the shot. Let me just get out of the shot. With you.
The things people say.
I'm losing my job.
I wonder if the one sister asks the other sister, can I touch your hair?
I'm also curious. I have fair hair. I have fair red hair.
Gives a whole new meaning to this phrase, bi curious.
Where are we at?
49, 50.
Oh, we got to bring this one home.
Bi curious. Eric Sermon, are they acceptable?
You want to do one more or you just want to bring it home?
I guess we could do, we'll do a short one.
Because we didn't have any email answers. Well, we do the one. One that's kind of funny
the
is
Minnesota
the
kids.
Minnesota kids.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
They're so fat.
Well, I mean, that's they're having.
Apparently, the Minnesota kids are too fat and out of breath to fight in the modern military.
They can't help it.
Minnesota kids are too fat to fight. That's a message from a group of retired generals who say the state kids are too fat, eat too poorly, and don't get enough exercise to qualify to join the military.
Why'd they single out Minnesota?
As part of a nationwide effort, generals recommend more physical education classes and better meals in schools and more walking and biking trails in the state's communities to get kids in fighting trim. You know who else has been saying this? Michelle Obama.
Yep.
Not about the war or anything.
Well, that's how you couch it, so people like on that side will like
too fat, too frail, and out of breath to fight. 69% of Minnesota's youth adults cannot serve in the military. 1 in 10 in the state suffer from asthma, disqualifying them from service. In an average week, 40% of Minnesota high schools receive no physical education, and less than a quarter of Minnesota high school students get the recommended hour of physical activity during their day.
Did you guys have PE all 4 years in high school?
Yeah, all 4 years.
We had it too.
We had it for two also. But you could take it for four. No, if you wanted to.
We didn't even have it available, I think, after
sophomore. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we could take it.
I think juniors and seniors just didn't take PE.
So as a senior, really? I opted out.
Yeah, no.
I remember there was I think when I was a sophomore, there was a guy who was a junior or a senior who, for whatever reason, had not taken it when he was a sophomore.
Yeah.
And he had to take, because it was a requirement to have 2 years, but you finished it after sophomore year. I don't think juniors and seniors took PE.
Right.
It wasn't available. Yeah. You had all four?
Mm-hmm. Then we had to learn how to swim and all that shit.
Oh, you had a pool?
Yeah.
We didn't have a pool.
We had to learn how you had to pass a swim test. Pennsylvania, state of Pennsylvania.
It is very important for the citizen soldier to be kept physically fit. Citizen soldiers, are we doing that now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're preparing.
On our way. See what's coming next.
You guys got to win the next war that we start for no reason. Come on, put down the Big Macs.
Yeah, we call
in 2012, 94% of schools in Minnesota are now serving meals that have more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein. Yeah, again, somebody else has been talking about this too. Her name was Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all shit all over her.
Why does she want us to eat healthy?
Well, she didn't have a good reason. This is a good reason. So they can go die in a war. This is a better reason.
This is a reason she just couldn't say it.
we want that's why a lot of them are pro-life. They want these kids to grow up to be soldiers, and then they can die.
So it is important for citizens. It's funny that they actually had an Air Force general there, because Air Force is known for being the lesser of all of them. And if the Air Force is saying,
yeah, they don't give a fuck about it. He's like, are we even? Do we even have the rank of general in the Air Force?
Put you on the fat boy program. Yeah. The fat boy program. Yeah, I used to see them do show up at the gym all the time.
Yeah,
fat boy program.
Yeah. What's interesting too is that a lot of people who join the military are lower income people, and we had that story from Wisconsin, where they're trying to cut basically all food out of the food stamp program. You can't buy anything good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Well, we have that program, shit came back in. Yeah. You know, the Wisconsin, yeah.
Wisconsin Republicans don't want food stamp recipients buying beans, potatoes, or pasta sauce.
Staples of poor people.
Right.
Beans, potatoes, staples.
Right.
Yeah, they don't want you buying steak. They don't want you buying like seafood, like lobster and shit.
But they don't give them vouchers to actually go to Whole Foods.
No, all this is we give you this money, we want to be able to tell you what to eat.
Oh, right. Well,
that's all
we want to
say
to eat soy, which is
that's
more estrogen.
That's all it is. We give you this money so we can tell you what to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And they couch it in all these other things, but that's it. We don't want to give you this money, but since we have to give you this money and it's my tax dollars, you're eating with my money, my hard-earned money that I made because you don't work, so I can tell you not to eat, and I don't want you to eat anything that you think is comfortable. I don't want you to – first of all, I don't want you to eat anything.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. We want you to die.
These people are such pieces of shit, man.
Well, no, we want you to be fit and join the military.
Yes.
But we
and then get fed there.
Yeah, get fed then.
Pigeons, grass-fed pigeons.
You know who has food? The military.
No bullshit.
You guys should join the military.
You can go to Iraq and eat all goddamn day.
Yeah. They don't want people in Wisconsin. This guy doesn't want people eating shrimp.
You know what I don't understand?
Shellfish of any kind.
Why wouldn't, like, okay, so Wisconsin, like, government, the governor of Wisconsin, why wouldn't they say, okay, our farmers in Wisconsin are having it bad. We also have poor people in Wisconsin. Why don't we subsidize our farmers and have them grow food, healthy foods, and give it to the people? Just drop it right off so we don't even have to have a stamp program.
Handouts, man. Bootstrap it.
But you just drop it off at the people, like a farmer's market. Let's give people vouchers, and if you have a voucher, you get this amount of food.
Like a Gordon? Come on, get this Gordon. Gordon that smokes stuff with weed in it. Some of the things that would be harder to buy for poor Flamers who cook include herbs, spices, or seasonings, all nuts, red and yellow potatoes, smoothies, which are a perfect breakfast, a smoothie, spaghetti sauce, soups, salsas, ketchup, sauerkraut, pickles, dried beans sold in bulk, again, a staple. That's what they feed people in foreign countries with. It's a staple.
They drop them out
of planes. They drop out of planes.
and white or albacore tuna. Cans of light tuna are allowed under the rules. So you can have the shit tuna, but you can't have tasty tuna.
You can't, albacore.
All this stuff they're trying to take off, except for the dried beans. I don't even understand that.
These things started.
Are things that are tasty.
These things started with like just luxury food. Like you can't get a steak or lobster. Now they're just like just picking.
But that's what it was never about. Just luxury foods.
Peanuts.
Yeah, it's never about luxury food. It was never about the food. It was about I want to be able to tell you what to eat, and I don't want you to eat anything that I deem fun,
luxury,
or tasty.
Oh, tasty, right. I want you to eat nothing. This should be gruel. This should be just gruel.
You're allowed to have ramen noodles with no seasoning on them, though.
Yes.
Oatmeal and shit.
Yeah, basically.
That's just terrible.
To demonstrate the perils of food policing at Thursday's hearing, a Democrat on the committee held up a plate of four different kinds of cheese. Although they're nutritionally indistinguishable, three of the four cheeses would be prohibited.
And this Wisconsin is known for cheese.
Because they taste better.
So you can't get none of Wisconsin's finest cheese. You can't even get that. That's terrible.
Well, it just because it tastes better. And that's all it is.
Well, look, when I'm...
That table is right there.
When I'm eating...
we're getting ready to wrap up right now. That table is right around the corner. It's right there.
When I'm eating my cheese, I don't want to know that there are also poor people eating the same cheese.
Eating the same cheese.
I want it to be exclusive.
And enjoying it.
Exclusive to
you
me.
You want that Gouda cheese.
Yeah, I'm like, they eat this? I don't want cheese if they eat it, too.
You like that Grey Poupon's. This mustard ain't biting. You ain't getting this mustard.
Only in the back of limos.
Yeah, this Illuminati mustard right here. This is how you go to Harvard.
You know why? Because it all goes back to the dude. This guy, I get lobster on my EBT. I'm like, one.
Right.
That's what you get. You get one.
It's true. You're not feeding
the family.
And
now you're not eating again.
Some
surfer guy says that he eats lobster on his food stamps. Yeah, one.
And
one.
And how do we know that's true?
Yeah.
Why are you banning shellfish?
You're going from specific to general. Everyone's going to be penalized because that dude?
Yeah.
This is another plight of the Jews. Jews don't eat shellfish either.
Jews aren't on food stamps.
They don't eat shellfish.
They're trying to take our shellfish, people.
They're trying to control the media and take our shellfish. Look at Rupert Murdoch.
Herbs and seasonings.
You can't even make it tasty.
That's what it is. I don't want you to have tasty food.
You can't even make this like edible.
Right, that's what they're used for.
So you're just supposed to literally
shitty
eat bland
food can be made
food.
Edible with herbs and seasonings.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I want you to suffer.
So they're supposed to eat MREs and military ready food.
Yeah.
Get prepared.
With no salt packets.
Yeah, get prepared to go. Because this is all you're going to be eating for the next few years
anyway. With
no
salt packets. And I want you to suffer while you eat it.
That's the Hunger Games, man. That's bullshit. Yeah. They start taking away the salt.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what they fucking fought in India for, salt. It was over that shit. Gandhi was like, we just want to make our own goddamn salt. At the same time, maybe live a little bit.
But mostly salt.
That was all it was about. Fucking salt. Then he took the salt and pepper off the table.
Disliking black people. Anyway, listen.
You're diabetic anyway, nigga.
Oh, and my brother pointed out to us that the man who played Gandhi, Ben Kingsley, is Indian.
Half, right?
Is he?
He's half Indian. He's talked about that.
Yeah. He changed his name to Ben Kingsley.
Oh, he code switched.
Yeah.
He code switched.
Because he has a long Indian name.
What do you want to be able to pronounce?
Yeah, he changed it. Listen, people.
Well, go ahead, Ben Kingsley.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Come back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. We want to thank Heywood Turnip Seed for sitting in with us.
Hey.
Want to thank anybody who's listening to us. Remember the offer that I put out there about the workouts that I was legit. Just let me know. Email us through our website. May 10th, I will be at the Cellar Door in Frederick, Maryland. Come on out. Get at me if you would like. Anybody else?
May 8th, which is tomorrow, I'll be at the Laughing Buddha Show. Check my website for details. May 9th, I'll be at the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland, me and David Twitey. And May 10th, I'll be at the Arlington Cinema Draft House for the Stand Up for Pitt's Benefit Show.
There you go.
Three chances this weekend to see.
So and if it goes well, I may be hosting that.
We'll figure it out.
It's distinctly possible. So you guys, come on.
And I'm everywhere. Hey, you know what you should do? You should follow me on Reverb Nation, man. I am now the number one comedian on Reverb Nation. It's only three of us.
No. You beat the other two.
One of them we know, though.
Yeah. Oh, do we? And who's the third one, though?
The other one, he gone. He left. He went to San Francisco, so he don't count.
Oh, he quit coming.
And he gay, so don't.
You can't lose.
I know who you're talking about. You just lost us another A. Lost us another ally.
Yep.
Okay, people. So come on back. We will be here for you guys on Monday, as always. We don't know who'll be sitting with us. Hopefully, Tim will have some. We'll be back and have some stories for us. He has been out on some family stuff, so hopefully he'll be back and have some stories for us. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Because we enjoy bringing it to you, and we'll be back on Monday. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Clark.
And I'm Sock Puppet number one. Hey, Turnip City Jr.
Number one.
Bottom we puppet.
Three guys on.
Big up.
We are out. Bottom puppet.